listening to Retirement Today with Jenna Carnes. Planning for retirement comes with its own set of challenges, from navigating market ups and downs to protecting your purchasing power and creating a strategy that fits your vision for the future. On this show, we'll break down key financial topics, offer practical advice, and explore strategies to help you retire with confidence. Now let's jump into Retirement Today.
Hello and welcome to Retirement Today. My name is Jenna Carnes, owner and financial advisor at Beacon Wealth Advisory, and we're here to help get you to and through retirement with financial peace. If you'd like to listen to this podcast or any of our past ones, you can find and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. We also have a YouTube channel, so you can type in Beacon Wealth Advisory in the search engine, subscribe, and then you'll get notified anytime we have a new video. Well, before we get started, I want to bring on Jacqueline Gladhill, our co-host. Hello, my friend.
Hello, Jenna. I am pleased to be here with you as always. And I look forward to doing the podcast with you. I know you had an eventful night last night. So you're coming out of some exciting, you know, what? Tell us about it. Tell our listeners about what you did.
Last night. Yes. Well, a bunch of my friends and I, we went out to eat to this really nice Italian restaurant. And then we went to the Phil Wickham concert, and it was amazing. And he's a Christian artist, pretty well known throughout the country. And it was more than just a concert. I mean, it was just a wonderful experience just to be there with the community and everybody just worshiping God together. And it was just, gosh, it was so fun. But I will say I got home at midnight last night, so I'm a little tired, but hey, I'm ready to roll here.
Yes. And I love that. And I'm excited. I mean, I would go see him. And now that's an idea in my mind. And yeah, Christian concerts are a whole different atmosphere. You know, it's like country versus rock, right? It's a completely different atmosphere. But that's super exciting. And I'm really happy for you. But as long as with this topic today, I'm very excited, Jenna, because as you know, I mean, last week with the engagement announcement and just giving me tips on how we start our future.
I know. Well, you know, when you shared that you were getting engaged last week, I said, I have got to do a show for Jacqueline. I mean, it's just so important for couples to communicate. You know, ideally, you communicate a lot about this before you get married. But if people are listening today, I mean, we're going to talk about really talking about money and marriage. It's going to be more focused on premarital financial planning. But stay tuned, because if you are married or thinking about getting married, you can still pick up some really good tips. And so I'm just excited, but I did this really for you, Jacqueline. Aww. Because I'm excited for you.
Well, thank you. And I mean, and listeners, don't quote me on this because I don't know where the statistic is from, but I have heard through the grapevine that, you know, marriage, the leading cause to divorce is financial problems and not agreeing on finances. And there's so much that goes into a marriage regarding finances, you know, and especially right now we're talking about a wedding and we also don't live together. And so talking about a house and, you know, there's just so many finance questions right now. And so that I'm excited. Let's dive into it.
Yeah. Well, I figured you'd be thinking about all that. So I've got you covered here. And you're right. I do think money and finances can be a source of arguments or stress in relationships. But I think, like we talked about last week, the core issue is just it's so important to communicate about your finances. You know, finances themselves, yes, they can be stressful, but I think where a lot of people struggle sometimes is just that lack of communication, right?
Yeah.
And I think that today's show will really give people some guidelines to go by as far as, you know, what should we be talking about before marriage, in marriage, all of those things. And, you know, it's not about how much money you have always, but also how you think about and how you use money. right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. And I know you and I have talked about before how many couples, including in our relationships, there's usually one that's the spender, kind of the more free-spirited one. And then there's that person that's like more disciplined and saves and is really good about financial security. But if you don't really understand each other or communicate about, now how are we going to work together if we have very different personalities or different financial mindsets, tension can build, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and even in my relationship with my fiance, Quinn, you know, I tend to be the saver. He tends to be more the free spirit.
Yeah.
But it's also about what you spend your money on, because I am a vacation planner. I want to spend my money on vacations. Now he wants to spend his money on, you know, four wheelers and equipment and fun things. And so it's just how you spend your money, like you said too, Jenna. And I could not agree more with you. And it is nice that the spender and the saver can really truly balance each other.
Yes.
Is, you know, as long as they come to agreements on their plans together.
Yeah. And you know, Jacqueline, I know it's hard for people to talk about this sometimes, but sometimes you really can't get to an agreement. Like you get kind of stuck sometimes, don't you think? Where it's like, I want this, you want that, and neither one of us are budging, right?
Well, and it's also, agreed, but it's also trying to find a median or a medium that doesn't exist, right? There is no balance in between.
Yes. Yep. And that's why, even though it can be a little humbling to do this, I just think it's so smart for couples. Whether they are planning to get married or are married, if they struggle about, like, you know, how do we agree upon what to spend or just the financial mindset, communication, there's nothing wrong with asking for an expert's help. And sometimes it can be your financial advisor, but if it's more of a communication issue, I think it's smart to do some premarital counseling. Or, you know, go to a premarital ministry at your church, because sometimes you just need that third party to really be like that mediator, you know, to kind of bring you to that happy medium, right?
Yeah. And even saying it out loud sometimes, you know, makes you question or think about what you're saying. And, you know, in your head, it comes through as one way. And then when it comes out, it's a whole different meaning.
Right. Right. Exactly. Well, and I think it's really important before you get married to get an understanding of your partner's past and how they've spent money. Even though it can be like really hard to be transparent and honest to talk about those things. I mean, don't you think that's just so important, Jacqueline?
Yeah, absolutely. And I never even thought about that, Jenna. That's a great point.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes money, people don't want to talk about it because maybe they feel a little ashamed or overwhelmed, or, you know, they feel like, well, gosh, will my partner judge me if I tell him this? Or they feel guilty about some of the decisions that they've made. But it really is important to be transparent before you get married. You really need to talk about things like debt, credit scores, spending habits, like you were just talking about, Jacqueline, financial responsibilities to family, because these things don't disappear after the wedding, right?
Yes.
So I think having a clear picture of each other's financial situation does build trust, and it avoids any kind of surprises. So some of the questions that I tell people to sit down and really talk about, and I think these are really good kind of conversation starters too, really, is a good question is to ask your partner, you know, what was the best money move you think you've made in your life? You know, always start off with the positive, right?
Yeah.
And you know, and why was that such a great money move, right? Maybe they made a great investment, like doubled their money in, you know, 2 years or something, and they want to talk about that. But also, I think it's really good to ask, you know, also, honey, what's the worst money decision that you've made? What did you spend it on? Like, was it like a brand new car that cost, you know, $100,000, right? And what did you learn from it? And then even like, it's important to know, like, did you get sued for any of these debts? You know, do you have any levies out there, any bankruptcies? Like, these are really things that are important to talk about, even though they can be kind of maybe embarrassing or, you know, hard to talk about. I mean, don't you think you need to know that about your partner?
Yeah, absolutely, Jenna. And that's a great point. I mean, these are conversations or questions that you don't really necessarily think of. And especially when you're in that high of, you know, being engaged or starting a future together, you don't really get down to the nitty gritties and really understand their past. And that's really important to understand the full part of who they are and why they are that person before getting married.
Yes. And everybody makes mistakes. So they may have made a really bad financial decision, but, you know, are they still making those bad financial decisions or did they learn from it? Right.
Yeah.
I think that's an important thing. And I think once you've dug into the past, that's when it's really good to just get into where are you at now currently.
Yeah.
It's very healthy to ask about, you know, what is their current income and where is it coming from? You know, have you been previously married? And if so, are you getting alimony or child support? Is that where some of your income is coming from? You know, do you get income from investments? Do you get support from your parents? And is that going to change? What kind of investments do you have? And then what about your insurance? I mean, do you have life insurance, health insurance, disability insurance, like all of those protection pieces in place? And, you know, another one, Jacqueline, and a lot of people don't think of this. Now, it's usually if you get married kind of later in life, but it wouldn't even be bad to ask when you're, you know, really young. But are you going to be taking care of your parents someday? You know, what is your parents' financial situation look like? Do they have long-term care protection? Or are you going to have to be the one to possibly pay for that someday? And so all of these questions are just good to get an idea of, you know, where are you at today? I understand now where you were in the past, but where are you at today? Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's also involving other aspects of your life. I mean, like you said, when you're thinking about marriage, sometimes you bring up these questions about each other, but bringing up questions about extended family and, you know, where we go with our money that we incorporate together, you know, and how that's going to be used. And so, you know, you're right. Once you get an idea of where your partner is currently at, then I think it is safe to look at the future and set goals together. And I think that's really important, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that's where the fun comes in, right? I mean, don't you think it's fun to like sit down? You've got this new life that you're creating together. You can really, it's like, you know, it's like a blank canvas, you know, you can paint it any way you want. And so I think it's so much fun to sit down with couples that are getting married or, you know, are kind of newly married and just talk about, you know, what are our goals? What are our dreams? Like, what are we going to accomplish together in life? Right.
Yeah.
And so from the financial aspect, here's some really good questions to ask each other. Again, great conversation starters on a date night or something. Right. You know, do you both want to buy a house? Jacqueline, I know traveling is really important to you. You know, is it important to your spouse? Retiring early, starting a business, having kids. How many kids do you want to have? And are you going to pay for all or part of their college? When do you want to retire? And a big one is like, who's going to handle the investments for the family and who's going to be in charge of the budget? Or will they handle both? I think a big one that can cause problems, Jacqueline, have you heard of this when people kind of have a little stress around deciding if they should have a prenuptial agreement?
Yes. Yes. And there's so many judgments, I want to say, about it.
I know.
Either way, it's like you're being judged for doing it and you're being judged for not doing it. And so it's just one of those topics that a lot of people try to avoid, but you really need to discuss it.
And personally, like, I'm not a totally black and white person. Like, I feel like really in certain situations, you know, it could make sense. And then in some situations, maybe it isn't as necessary. But where I've seen it come into play, like I've even had clients where they own their own businesses or They get married later in life, and maybe one spouse just comes into the marriage with a lot more than the other spouse. Like, hey, we own two businesses. I've got, you know, 3 million saved.
Yes.
And this other person maybe had to start over because of a divorce or whatever. And it's not that you want to leave the other person just high and dry if the relationship doesn't work out. But I do think in certain situations, it's common sense to possibly explore getting a prenuptial agreement with an attorney if there is like a huge difference in the amount of assets someone is bringing into the relationship versus the other person, right?
Yeah, I think that's a great plan.
Yep. And of course, you have to talk to an attorney about that. And, it, you know, I've seen that actually break up relationships, believe it or not, because sometimes people feel like their spouse isn't trusting them or thinking that they're going to get divorced if they get a prenup. And so it just brings out a lot of issues sometimes. But usually people can end up working through it with their attorney or a good therapist. Mm-hmm. But prenups are definitely something to discuss going into the marriage. If you, like I said, you've got that big disparity between one person having a lot more investments or something than the other person.
Yeah.
And I think if you're not financially aligned with your goals, it can cause conflict. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think you and I have talked about this, but remember how I told you sometimes my clients say that when they meet with their financial advisor, they feel like maybe just they're kind of focused on one person's goals.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think when you get married, like maybe both of you have your own financial advisor, but you have to have a financial advisor when you get married that both of you can communicate well with. And so, you know, sometimes, and, you know, I'm just going to put it out there. A lot of usually my women clients will complain about how sometimes they're in their meetings with their financial advisor, with their husband, and the financial advisor literally doesn't even look at them to ask about what their goals and needs are and are just completely addressing the husband. Mm-hmm. And so I do really feel like when you get married, you have to have a financial advisor that cares and addresses both of your concerns and can communicate well with both of you. And that may mean you both choose like a whole new advisor, or it may mean that, hey, we choose the husband's advisor, whoever you feel the most comfortable with. Mm-hmm. But this is a person that is really going to be walking you through how to meet all these goals and dreams that you have for a good period of your life together. And so you want to make sure that that financial advisor really, truly cares about both of you, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and Jenna, you and I have talked about this on previous shows as well, that your financial advisor, you know, should agree with you just as much as you agree with them. And yep. So having that relationship, and, you know, you also kind of mentioned that sometimes it feels like you're a little bit of a therapist, you know,
yeah.
a counselor with, you know, your clients. And so that's so important to have those conversations with the three of you.
Yeah.
And setting goals together sounds like a blast. I mean, I love setting goals. I love having those things to look forward to and work towards. And we've been doing a lot of that lately with our recent engagement, too.
Good. I know. Isn't it fun to just dream together and, you know, and then celebrate when you hit those goals? And I'm so excited for you. I can't wait to hear all about your wedding. And I know you're getting ready to plan it. But well, I do think that, again, clear communication before getting married is so important, like we've been talking about, right?
Yes, big time.
Yes. And I've seen it really go south when people don't communicate, though, real openly and honestly before marriage. And I talked to a friend of mine. I always like to be respectful when I share, you know, stories on the podcast. Mm-hmm. So I usually ask my friends, like, is it okay for me to share this story? You know, and she said, yes, of course, I'm not going to say her name. But you know, I remember taking a walk with one of my girlfriends one time, and she was so frustrated in her marriage. And she was saying, Jenna, I thought my husband was like super financially secure. He's got this great job at a real big company. He acted like we're going to take on the world together and I'm going to take care of you. And I have all this financial security. And he did. He had a great income. you know, let her know about all of that. But then after they got married, Jacqueline, she ended up finding out that he had just a very, very large amount of debt that he didn't share with her before getting married. And so, you know, she was just sharing with me, like, I felt like a little bit misled, like he just kind of left that out. And I found out about it like after we got married. And so she said, like, tell people on your show, like, it's just because that can really lead to resentment and honestly just build, you know, take away some of the trust in the relationship.
Yeah.
If the person isn't transparent about like, yes, I've got this great income, but I also owe, you know, 100 grand to this person or, you know, 200 grand to this person or a creditor. I just think that's something that you have to discuss before marriage so that there's not some resentment. Don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if I were in her position, which hopefully I will not be.
Yeah. Now I'm making you think, right? Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
No, but I mean, I would feel like I have been lied to. And, you know, I know that that probably wasn't his intention, but, you know, he's trying to save himself, I think, in that position because he's got this wonderful woman that he wants to marry and he's not proud of it. Like we kind of touched on earlier. And so, but it doesn't make it any better for either party in the situation.
Yeah.
And so, Jenna, it's a great reminder that both need to be on the same team.
Yes. And transparent. Like, just put it out there. You don't want your partner finding out after you get married about like some major financial debts or things like that. Because, again, you know, if someone's not honest and really if you like leave something out that big, to me, that's a form of dishonesty. And so, you know, if someone's dishonest, it just the trust, it's hard to get back. Don't you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, something like that right off the bat, too.
Yeah.
I mean, then what are you second guessing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Luckily, I ran into her the other day and they're doing great. I think they've had some good therapy. But, you know, if you can avoid that going into marriage, I think it's a good reminder. The other things that I think can cause resentment in marriage when it comes to finances is that one partner might feel that they carry most of the financial load or that the other one spends too freely. I think honest pre-marriage money conversations, like setting expectations, clarifying roles, does reduce future resentment. And sometimes spouses can even, believe it or not, get jealous of each other. Have you heard about that?
Oh, I can completely see that.
Yeah, I know. So where I see this is like, let's say one spouse makes a lot more income than the other spouse. Sometimes that other spouse can get a little jealous or even feel insecure about themselves if the other person is making a lot more than them.
Yeah.
So I've seen that even cause problems in relationships. And so there's just all these things that we need to talk about and get a good feel for. Ideally before we get married, but even throughout the marriage, you may have to work through some of these things, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and I just want to go back to a little bit about the prenup or having kids, right? And, you know, that brings up jealousy, maybe if you choose to be maybe a stay-at-home mom or a stay-at-home dad, you know, you guys need to discuss that prior to marriage because, you know, that's a lot to do with finances. Are you okay being the main, you know, breadwinner, the person bringing in money? You know, how does that work with jealousy and resentment as well?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. And it boils down to communication, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And speaking of that, you know, talking about money means that you're being very vulnerable, you know, sharing your fears, your dreams, and sometimes even your mistakes. And I don't know about you, Jacqueline, like, I think it's great when people share like what they're good at and, you know, all their wins and maybe even like where they've succeeded financially. But when I think about the relationships that I have where I feel like the most connected to the people, it's when people are vulnerable and like share where they're not good or where they've maybe struggled that you really feel more connected with them. So sometimes when spouses really do open up with each other and share like, hey, I kind of worry about this, you know, do we have any protection in place for that? Or, hey, I really made a mistake in this area and I kind of have trust issues or, you know, like It's just, it actually can bring more emotional intimacy into the relationship, actually, if people are open to just sharing, you know, some of their challenges and maybe where they weren't perfect. And then if that other spouse, instead of judging them, can show compassion and acceptance and, you know, encourage the person, I think it can actually, talking about money, like really bring couples closer together if the conversation's done in a positive way, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and I couldn't agree more, Jenna. What you're saying is when couples essentially open up financially, it's they're getting closer emotionally.
Yes.
And they're becoming one, right? Yes. And that's what marriage is all about, is to become one.
Yes.
And so what else should we know about this?
Yeah. Well, it's just, it's so important to create a financial plan together and not just react to life. I mean, I know some spouses do manage their own finances on their own, and that's a personal decision, but at least like coming up with a financial plan you both can agree with, like goals and things like that are important. Mm-hmm. And that's why some of the questions that you can talk about either in therapy or with your financial advisor could be one and the same, right? These are some of the questions that I ask some of our clients that are getting married to just think about, right? Mm-hmm. And we have this conversation usually like in a review or maybe even in a first meeting, but you know, will you have joint or separate accounts? Sometimes some of my clients that have been through a really tough divorce or something really feel more comfortable having separate accounts as long as there's like clear communication and transparency. How will you split bills? You know, who manages the budget? Here's a big one for you, Jacqueline, and I think you're going to be talking about this probably in a couple of weeks, but how much do we want to spend on our wedding and honeymoon?
Yes.
Will we have any help from parents? And if so, how much? Right.
That's the stage where we're at. Sure.
Right. Really be buttering up to mom and dad right now. Right. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. You know, I really think having a plan puts you more in control rather than reacting to money things that come up. I think another thing to talk about is, you know, how much do you want to save on a monthly basis? If you're planning on having kids, are you going to save like, you know, this amount for college every month and this amount for retirement? You know, are you going to pay for part of the college, all of the college for your kids? You know, what is your risk tolerance with your investments? I think it's very common for couples to come in and talk with us, and like one person is super aggressive, you know, could be like 90% stock, swinging from the fences, could care less about a roller coaster ride, right?
Yes.
And then the other person's like, if I lost even 2% in my portfolio, I think I would have an anxiety attack, like very conservative, right? And so it is, it's sometimes a challenge, even as a financial advisor, like let's say the person that's aggressive has $1 million in their 401k, and the person that's not aggressive, more conservative, has 200,000 in their investments. Well, what do you do? Does the spouse that's aggressive get to invest all that $1 million super aggressively, or are they going to compromise with their spouse and make it more balanced, even though they've got more money? Are they going to say, honey, so that you feel comfortable, instead of being 90% stock, I'm going to pull it back to more of a moderate or a balanced allocation mix because I want to make sure that you feel comfortable too. And so people do it different way. Like sometimes people are like, this is my money. You know, my $1 million is going to be aggressive. This is her money. Her $200,000 can be conservative. But the couples that I see that I think feel the most secure are the ones that can communicate and kind of meet in the middle with all the investments, kind of looking at it more as one. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And Jenna, those are questions that I honestly haven't thought about and questions that a lot of people do need to think about. And I mean, and the moral of the story here, Jenna, is you should have a plan together and prepare instead of react.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, talking before marriage when things are relatively calm is much easier than navigating money issues in the middle of a fight or during a financial emergency. I mean, people usually have a hard time making good financial decisions when emotions are high. Don't you think, Jacqueline?
Yeah. And that's what we try to avoid most of the time is taking out those emotions of financial decisions.
Yep. Yep. And sometimes when it gets heated, because I think all couples, like, they can act like they never fight, but most couples, I think, at one time or another have had some kind of disagreement about finances. And so I think it's okay, like, if it gets heated, to take a break and maybe come back the next day or when emotions have died down, to where you can think more clearly and make, you know, really calm decisions. But again, it is just so, it's much smarter, I think, to plan for all of this and prepare for all of this than in the midst of a real stressful financial event or something that happens, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think every couple at one point or another, you know, have had those financial stressors and financial, you know, conversations that aren't so much fun. And, but there isn't, it should just happen when without a major crisis going on is the reality.
Yes. Yep.
And Jenna, what are some first conversation starters that we that couples should keep in mind?
Yeah. Well, if you really want to open up the emotional intimacy, like on a date night, even, I think money can be a fun topic to talk about, you know, and it doesn't have to be stressful. Like, here's some questions you could ask your spouse, like, what does financial security look like to you? I mean, that's kind of a deep question, right?
Yeah.
More open-ended questions. What was your money like growing up in your family? And I think, Jacqueline, you already know the answer to this one with you, and I know the answer in my marriage too, but do you feel more like the saver, honey, or the spender, the free spirit? Right?
Yes. And how do we create more of a balance with that?
Balance. Yes. And then the other questions that are fun to ask, you know, what are your biggest financial goals in the next 5 to 10 years? And it kind of feels like an interview in a way, doesn't it? No,
yeah.
I'm kidding. And I really like this question. What would have to happen for you to feel financially secure in this relationship?
Oh,
bam. You like that?
That's a mic drop.
I know. You're like, we're going on a date. We're taking these conversation starters with us, right?
Yes. Let's get a steak and some good food while we discuss finances.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, so, Jenna, this is absolutely great. And what do you have in mind to leave with our listeners today?
Yes. Well, I think it's so important, even though it can be hard sometimes, to just communicate about all these money topics, ideally before you get married, if possible, to have a healthy and solid marriage relationship. And so, you know, we went through a lot of tips today, you know, obviously first really digging into the past, how have they spent money in the past and what were their habits like in the past? What are they like in the present? And then what are our goals? What are some of the ways that we want to spend our money in the future? And so I think really asking questions around those three areas will give you more of a framework to go off of in having that healthy conversation before you get married.
Yeah, absolutely. Jenna, these are great conversation starters. And for our listeners, you know, to get better at those conversations and to better their relationship really and around surrounding money. And so, Jenna, how can our listeners get a hold of you?
Yeah, well, we would love to help guide couples in this area, or even if you're thinking about getting married, just setting goals and really coming up with a plan. And so you can reach us to schedule that complimentary consultation at 1-800-994-8993. Again, that's 1-800-994-8993. Or you can go out to our website at beaconwealthadvisory.com and request a consultation out there. We love to help couples have a healthy relationship in this area.
Yeah, well, I feel like there's so many conversations that I need to have now. So a little bit of homework for me. But Jenna, good. I appreciate you choosing this topic and making it, you know, so involving me, and I just so much appreciate it. So
thank you. You're welcome. Well, we're all just so excited for you, and I know you're going to have a wonderful marriage, but I'm glad that you found that this was helpful for you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you to our listeners and viewers, and thank you, Jenna. And that does it for another episode of Retirement Today with our host, Jenna Carnes.
Thanks for tuning in to Retirement Today. A well-planned retirement goes beyond savings. It's about having a strategy for both income and taxes. To learn more, reach out to Jenna Carnes at Beacon Wealth Advisory by calling 800-994-8993 or visiting beaconwealthadvisory.com. Be sure to join us next time for another episode of Retirement Today.
Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Beacon Wealth Advisory, a registered investment advisor in the state of Kansas. Insurance products and services are offered through Beacon Wealth Services. Beacon Wealth Advisory and Beacon Wealth Services are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.